We're back with more of the John Murphy Show on Buffalo Bills Radio.
Welcome back to John Murphy Show, presented by NOCO. The Bills getting set for preseason game number 2 against Carolina Friday night. But in preseason game number 1, one of the standouts was linebacker Nigel Bradham, and he joins us here. Nigel, thank you very much for coming by here. We appreciate it.
Oh, thanks for having me.
What did you think of your performance on Sunday against the Giants?
I think I did pretty well. I feel like we played well defensively, especially the start of the game. Pretty much came out and set a tone, and that's what we have to do.
For you, getting a chance to start, and you have started before, but to start in the what people are calling the Kiko spot, did you feel like you had something to show, something to prove in that game, in your first even preseason game?
Not really. I mean, pretty much I just got to go out there and do what I'm capable of doing. I mean, we know we lost Kiko, and it's devastating that we lost him. Can't wait for him to come back, because I know we'll be much greater defense. So pretty much it's just one of the things as a linebacker, you just got to go out there and do what you got to do.
What went through your mind when you heard Kiko was out for the year? And I'm sure you felt bad for a teammate, but as far as it related to you, what did you think?
Man, it was real devastating for me, because me and Kiko were like brothers. I mean, I'm probably the guy he talks to the most on the team. And for him to go down, you know how he works hard every day. And he was just coming off an injury, so it was kind of devastating to hear that he had went down with an ACL and would be out for a year. As far as my perspective, I would much rather be playing beside him than anything, and that was the thing. So, I mean, but when you lose a guy like that, it definitely is devastating to a defense. He was our leader, but at the same time, it's the next guy up.
You know, I traded texts with Kiko after that news came out, and I got back from him something along the lines of, it's all good, I'll be fine. Is that really the way he's thinking this, or is he taking it kind of tough?
I think he's definitely taking it like he's going to come back even stronger, because he's just that type of guy. And he was already on the verge of being better than he was the year before by just coming off an injury and rehabbing that injury. And it just sucks that he had got another injury during the offseason. And I know he's going to work hard, and he's going to definitely come back stronger, probably faster and a much better player than what he was.
How does that position, the weak outside linebacker position, how does that fit in with your skill set?
We're actually kind of similar in our skill set, which is very funny about the situation. I feel like it'll fit me well, though. We both were athletic. I'm athletic. He's very athletic. And pretty much just got to be smart and just play hard every play.
How does it differ from what you've done, the linebacker jobs that you've had here so far with the Buffalo Bills, first 2 years you've been here?
It's not really a real big difference. It's probably small differences, just being a certain size of the ball you align to and everything like that. Like my rookie year, I played Sam, which was the strong side.
Right.
Then second year, last year I was kind of all over. So it's kind of one of the things where you can't really say it's a huge difference, but it's just as far as alignment wise, it's a little different.
On the weak side, what are you looking at? Running backs for the most part, as far as coverage responsibility?
Most time. Or you can be out in the slot receiver, pretty much set. So it just depends on what kind of formation, but you definitely read the running backs through the guards.
As far as coverage, when you're out there in the slot, is that at all intimidating? Even Chris Hogan has a little bit of shake to him. It'd be hard to stay with Chris Hogan, I would think.
I mean, I don't find it intimidating. I actually like it, because I know that the offense is thinking that it's a mismatch, but me, I like to think otherwise.
How do you make sure it's not a mismatch? What do you do? Is it all at the press and the jam at the line of scrimmage?
That has a lot to do with it, yeah. I mean, you get a good jam on a receiver. Those guys don't like to be hit, so you definitely got to take advantage of that. And then pretty much you just got to focus in, and it's footwork. You got to be focused footwork-wise. I mean, you got to make the right steps at the right time.
What about backs coming out of the backfield, covering them? What's the key? What's the focus for you?
Definitely, you got to watch their hips more than anything. You go to looking at their head, you're going to get shook. So you got to be focused in tune with them too, especially when you get guys like Spiller and guys like that who's tremendously fast and can be a tremendous threat in the pass game. So,
how much of this did you do at Florida State? How much coverage responsibility did you have?
I pretty much had a lot of it. And that's one of the things that it kind of transfers over. And I think that kind of helped me a lot.
Sometimes, and you tell me if you do this, the weak side guy is the pass rush linebacker. Is that the case in this defense?
Yeah, it can be like that sometimes too. Like I said, it pretty much just depends on the offensive set and what they come out in and what the game plan is.
How do you feel about pass rushing, and how much of that have you done? Have you ever had a big sack here at FSU?
Not really. I was more so of in coverage type guy. Most of the time, I'm normally the better coverage linebacker, so I'm most of the time in coverage more than blitzing. So it was one of those things.
Talking with Nigel Bradham, Bills linebacker, the John Murphy Show presented by NOCO, in the game against the Giants, and you mentioned how you guys did a pretty good job early on. Talk about that, and maybe this defense, a new defense. Did you go out there thinking that we need to pick up where we left off, or was it like we need to show people that we still got it here?
Well, we felt like we need to show people that we're one of the top defenses, and that's what our goal is. We pretty much just got to come out and dominate every time. I mean, it doesn't matter who we have out there. We felt like we had the chance to win the game, and we didn't execute on that. So that was a bad example for us for the first game, because we had like three or four leads at one point in the game. We had the lead three or four times. So, I mean, anytime you get in that situation, you pretty much got to win. That's what we want to do.
I'm sure you looked at the video. I looked at the first half of the game, and it struck me about how in your play early on in those early downs of the plays you were making plays based on, it seemed like, what you saw and in instincts. And I thought, I wonder if Nigel could have made that play 2 years ago as a rookie, if he would recognize as quickly what he saw there.
I mean, it's one of the things, because I had flashes as a rookie. I had some real good flashes. But I feel like I'm more of a mature player now. I'm more smart, more mentally, and not so just anxious or just getting to the ball. So I feel like I'm a lot more relaxed and more mentally ready now.
What's it like out there with Brandon Spikes? And what, if anything, have you learned from Spikes through the first couple of weeks here at camp?
It's amazing being out there with him. He's pretty much a great guy to be in the film room with. He's going to study. He's going to help you pick up things, pick up keys, call out plays before they happen. And that's one of the things that having him adding him to our linebacking core. And it makes us a better linebacking core with him, Keith Rivers, and the young guys, Preston Brown, Rendell Johnson. So we're pretty much going – I think we got a great shot to be a great linebacker core in this league.
I would imagine with Spikes, he's not shy about letting you know what he sees, right? He's pretty vocal.
Yeah, he's very vocal. Great leader. And that's what we needed.
What do you think of Rendell Johnson? He caught my eye Sunday night with some of the plays he was making.
Yeah, he's a great young talent. He's going to be a great player. He definitely has a great potential. He has all the potential in the world. He got long leverage. He will hit you. And that's one of the things about him. He's very physical. So I feel like he's going to be a great linebacker.
And the point you made a minute ago, Nigel, about being a couple of years into the league, being more patient, when I think back to the plays I saw Rendell make the other night and the plays that he maybe didn't make, I thought a couple of years in, he'll be more patient. He won't over-pursue. He might take an extra half second to see what develops. Is that what he's looking at there?
Most definitely. It just comes with – because, I mean, the game's a little faster, so sometimes your angles and everything are a little off from college. Like some guys, you could catch them at a certain angle or at a bad angle, and in the league, it's not really like that. You're not going to catch that guy. You take a bad angle. So that's one of the differences. It's like small differences. Just getting adjusted to the game. He might have it fixed it by the time the preseason ends. So that'd be real good if he get that done, and I think he will.
Nigel Bradham, our guest, Bills linebacker. Coach Marrone seemed not happy at all with the way the team played on Sunday. What did you take from that?
I mean, he knows what we're capable of doing. We can go out there and dominate, and that's what we expect. And we got to follow his plan. We believe in his plan. We just got to execute his plan and go out there and be a dominant team, offense, defense, and special teams, and just dominate at once.
There was a linebacker who played here that I'm sure you've heard of, London Fletcher, who used to tell me all the time, these preseason games don't count, but they matter, he would say. I thought that was a pretty good way of describing maybe the way to approach preseason.
Yeah, most definitely. I feel like that's a great motto to have preseason-wise, because, like, when you got these situations, you get a real look at how your team is going to be. It's just not an expedition game. It's a great way of going out there and figuring out how you're going to play and getting great reads.
You get a chance to go up, I would think, a little bit anyway, against Cam Newton this Friday night. What do you think of that?
I think it's going to be exciting. I know he's going to come out there and give us his best. Anytime he's on the field, he's going to give us his best, and we're going to give our best. So.
You know, there were only six wins for the Bills last year, but the one against Carolina has to stand as one of the better ones, beating a team that eventually won 12 games. You beat a pretty good Carolina team that day in Orchard Park.
Yeah, and that just shows the potential we have to be a playoff team. They were a playoff team, so we can easily be beaten playoff team. So I feel like we just got to go out there and just dominate, just like Coach Marrone wants us to.
Nigel, how tough is it going to be knowing that you got to miss the opener at Chicago, and if you – allowed yourself to think about that yet, or do you kind of wait until we get to that point? You'll miss the week of practice before that, too.
Yeah, I kind of thought about it. It's definitely disappointing, especially when it's something that you can't control. It was a decision I made in the past, and I got past that, and that was one of the things. You just got to keep it moving, man, and just keep going.
You got past it a year, and then a year later you served the punishment, which is pretty incredible.
Right. I mean, yeah, that was just – it was some off-guard news that kind of caught me unsuspected, but, I mean, there's nothing I can do about it, so.
Last question. We're about 3 weeks into camp with still a long way to go, and we're in a weird spot in camp with next week heading to practice with the Pittsburgh Steelers. Does it, even though you're third year, does it ever become a grind at camp and the routine of camp, or do you feel like you guys are pretty well, you know, mentally set for what lies ahead?
Oh, I feel like every day is a grind. That's what part of being in training camp is about. Us bonding together, creating chemistry out here, and grinding together, because that's the only way we're going to be a great team.
Nigel, thanks very much. We appreciate it.
All right, thank you.
Bills linebacker Nigel Branham, our guest, the John Murphy Show, presented by NOCO on Buffalo Bills Radio.